Right, good morning to you. You will have heard on the news that the PSNI are warning pregnant women who take abortion pills delivered by a pro-choice organisation's abortion robot that they could face charges. Abortion activists from Rossa NI, Women on Waves and Women on Web are using a robot which will be operated remotely by a doctor in the Netherlands in an attempt to bypass laws here. The so-called Bus for Choice will visit Laganside Court. Also, indeed, when it goes to Laganside Court, there'll be groups there that will openly challenge the law by supplying abortion pills, indeed, to women in this part of the world. And the bus will then travel to constituency offices of prominent pro-life representatives from a variety of parties, including the DUP, Sinn Féin, the UUP, and the SDLP. I think the people they're targeting are Edwin Poots from the DUP, Francie Molloy from Sinn Féin, Patsy McGlone from the SDLP, who are seen as a pro-life representatives. I want to speak to Eleanor Malone, who's on the bus. Eleanor, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Eleanor, just give us the background here to this bus. First of all, will everyone see the bus if it's driving along? Will we know that's the bus? What does this bus look like?
Well, the bus will be plain, but we'll have our signs in the window. So it will say Bus for Choice, and we'll be dressed as handmaids outside the bus as well. So we will be quite distinctive. But the reason that we're taking this action is because in the wake of the repeal referendum, there's now massive pressure on both Theresa May and on our local politicians to take action on this situation whereby Northern Ireland is now going to be the last region in Europe, apart from Malta, to criminalise women for having abortions. We're not willing to be the last bastion of backwardness anymore. We're not going to accept it, and we demand that the law changes.
You want the law changed, but in the meantime, you're prepared to encourage women to take these abortion pills, which could be seen as detrimental to their health. They won't have any health care during the administering of the abortion pill.
Well, an important thing to point out is that these pills are on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines. They are many, many, many times safer to take on your own than pregnancy and childbirth for a woman's health. So the pills themselves, the idea that they are dangerous is just not true. The pills are safe. They're used in hospitals across the developed world and prescribed by doctors, as they will be in this case as well. We actually have a doctor coming over from the Netherlands, Dr. Rebecca Gompertz, and she'll be there. She'll be overseeing what we're doing.
So you think it's absolutely okay for a woman to have a pill, to go into her bathroom, to take the pill and to wait for whatever the pill does? She's there on her own. She has no family support. She has no medical support. She's simply using the pill. You think that is one of the alternatives?
Well, there have been studies done that have actually shown that the pills are safe for women to take at home. And a lot of one of the major reasons why women said they actually wanted and preferred to take the pills at home was that they could have their friends and family around them in the comfort of their own homes. But it is worth pointing out that the reason we want the law changed is that so women will have the option of medical supervision, so they won't be afraid to seek medical assistance in the event that they need it.
Yeah, but you make it sound like as if people are coming round to watch a football match. This is a traumatic experience for a woman, and many women don't have the confidence to even seek an abortion. We're at a stage in our development here in this part of the world, whether it be a progressive development or a negative development, we're at a stage whereby women wouldn't have the confidence to share all their intimate details with their friends, with their family. So it's a step they take almost in secret to acquire the pill and then to administer the pill. Do you not see the impact that may have on their mental status?
Well, again, like research has been done showing that the vast majority of women actually who are taking the pills report feelings of relief after taking the pills. The traumatic part is actually being in a crisis pregnancy, feeling like you have a ticking time bomb inside you. And of course, we don't believe that the the situation we currently have is acceptable. We do not believe that it's okay for the police and the politicians to pretend this is not happening. They know it is. They know that women every single day in Northern Ireland are taking these pills. It's time for them to legislate and extend the 1967 Act to Northern Ireland, which allows abortion in England and Wales on the NHS.
So you see an unwanted pregnancy simply as a ticking time bomb?
No, that's how a lot of women feel whenever they're in a crisis pregnancy.
You don't see the after effects, the trauma, the worry, the concern, maybe the regret that women may go through after they deal with the diffusing of this ticking time bomb?
Well, what in reality I'm saying is there should be all of the supports legally free on the NHS in place for women who need them. But the statistics show that it just is not true that most women are traumatised by abortions. It just is not the case.
You are encouraging women to break the law. Whether it is a good law or a bad law, you are encouraging women today here in Northern Ireland to break the law.
Well, we see that this is a situation that must be addressed. Women are forced into this situation where either if they have the money to travel to England and Wales for an abortion, then they can. And if not, then really their only option in seeking an abortion is to obtain the pills and to take them on their own or with friends or whatever the case may be. And in doing so, to break the law. That is why the law must change. We're demanding that the law changes. We don't respect a law that actually violates our human rights and our rights to decide what happens to our own bodies.
Eleanor, if you were able to administer the law, if you were ultimately in charge, what would abortion rights look like here in Northern Ireland?
Well, any law that I would write from scratch would be based on the right of the individual pregnant person to choose actually what happens to their body, what their body is used for, and that includes never being forced to be pregnant. But in the immediate term, we are calling for the immediate extension of the 1967 Abortion Act in order that we will have access to abortion on the same basis as in England and Wales.
And at what point would you draw the line and say we should no longer be allowed to abort a child?
At what point should someone be forced by the state to continue a pregnancy?
Well, you can phrase the question whichever way you wish. At what point?
But that is the reality.
At what point during the development of the child would you say it's unacceptable to have an abortion?
The reality is that late-stage abortions are extremely rare. You don't carry a fetus to almost to term and then suddenly decide, oh, actually, I think I'll have an abortion. The situations in which late-stage abortions occur are usually very tragic situations. It's a wanted child, it's a fetal abnormality, or there's been some sort of complication that has meant that the woman can't continue the pregnancy. This idea that women are just sort of wanting to willy-nilly have late-stage abortions is just a complete misrepresentation.
To be absolutely clear, you're not happy with the law in the Republic of Ireland. You want more than what the people have voted for in the Republic.
We think it's a huge step forward, what's happened in the South. It's an amazing victory, and it's still way ahead of where we are in Northern Ireland at the moment. So I absolutely salute the repeal movement and all the young people that in reality fueled that movement. It's already had a huge impact up here.
And just to be clear, the unborn child has no rights whatsoever, in your opinion?
Well, I believe that it's actually your prerogative to believe that a fetus does have the right to life. What I don't believe is anyone's prerogative is forcing someone else to basically be used to incubate a fetus against their will.
Do you understand that you're coming across, now you may not mean to do this, but you're coming across to people who may be listening to the programme as being exceptionally cold?
No, that's not the case. I've actually described the situations in which late-stage abortions, for example, do occur, as being traumatic for women, and they are, and they are usually very tragic. That is the reality of late stage abortions. What's called is to actually portray women as willfully sort of going around having late stage abortions for fun. That is just not the case.
So we have to completely, totally and utterly trust women. This is one of the slogans of the Yes campaign. The trusting of women to do the right thing is vital.
Yes, the best judge of what's actually right for a woman, what she wants to do with her life, with her body, is the woman in question, yes.
And what does the protest include today? I mentioned that you'd be calling at certain politicians' offices. When you get to, say, Francie Molloy, who's pro-life, but in Sinn Féin, he's not... obviously, there are a variety of opinions within parties, and Patsy McGlone within the SDLP. Sometimes it's very hard to understand exactly where some parties are in relation to abortion, shifting sands, so to speak, with the decision making in the party. We see the leaders of Sinn Féin calling for the referendum outcome to be yes. We see leaders of Sinn Féin wanting it to be the same law in Northern Ireland as well. Then we have you going to protest against a very well-known Sinn Féin figure. Just to explain that to me.
Well, I just want to point out that the yes vote in the South was won by a powerful grassroots movement. Sinn Féin have rushed to portray themselves as having been some sort of leaders in this movement in the South, and it's just not true. To this day, Sinn Féin officially holds a so-called pro-life position. They haven't shown any leadership. They're rushing to sectarianise the issue as well, as they tend to do with all of these social issues. So while we would recognise that, yes, it's a positive step forward if in the coming months Sinn Féin does change its position on abortion rights, but I would have to say Sinn Féin are still very much being dragged along in the wake of the pro-choice movement.
So you feel that the likes of Mary Lou MacDonald, the likes of the Northern leader of Sinn Féin, Michelle O'Neill, they're jumping on the bandwagon?
Yes, that's one way to put it, yes.
And the SDLP, freedom of choice within the party, obviously considerable number of Catholics within both of these parties. You're going to be targeting Patsy Malone's office because he is a prominent pro-life campaigner.
Yes, and I mean, whenever it comes to the so-called conscience position that some parties have, including the Alliance Party as well, actually, our question would be, why should it be the case that MLAs, for example, are allowed to vote according to their conscience, and yet we don't trust women enough to act according to their values, according to their aspirations? It's not good enough to sort of... have a so-called conscience position. It's not a pro-choice position.
If the police intervene at any point today to remove the drugs that you have, will you be giving them to the PSNI?
I think it's highly unlikely that the police will intervene at all. They've actually been present at past actions that our activists have been involved with. At one stage, we flew the pills across the border using a drone. We took the pills publicly there, and the PSNI observed but did not intervene.
Yeah, when you say you took the pills publicly, do you get pregnant women to come along who wish to have abortions, and they go through the process in front of the cameras? Is that what you're saying?
If pregnant women approach us seeking abortions, then we'll facilitate them having an online consultation with a doctor who's based in the Netherlands, who will administer the pills by means of the robot. In the Netherlands, by the way, abortion is legal. So we will assist anyone who approaches us who is pregnant seeking the pills.
And when do you expect the law to change in Northern Ireland?
Well, we will keep fighting until it does change. There's a huge wave of pressure right now. We're taking this bold step because it needs to be amped up right away. But no matter how long it takes, we will continue to fight for it.
Okay, Eleanor Malone, thanks for coming on the programme, Eleanor. Thanks for your time. Thank you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
That's the Bus for Choice, which is rolling into town. It's going to be in Belfast around about 12 noon. Will you be there supporting the Bus for Choice? Or listening to Eleanor, will you be thinking, yeah, there's no half measures with Eleanor. It's all or nothing. Your opinions are welcome. 90333105. 90333105. 077 66 105 105.